At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Portland, Oregon. Fired up to be back in Bridgetown, y'all. I'll be there Saturday, November 23rd at the Aladdin Theater, Fort Lauderdale. I'll be there Friday, December 6th at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts, Tampa, Florida. I can't wait to come back to Side Splitters. I'll be there Saturday, December 7th, one night only, Tempe, Arizona. I'll see y'all December 20th and 21st at the Tempe Improv. Get your tickets now on my website at ryansickler.com.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to The Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Nightpan Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. And I'm smiling already because I'm excited about this episode. And I'm going to start this one like I start them all by saying thank you. Thank you for whatever you do to support anything that I do. Subscribing to the podcast, merch, live shows, whatever it is. Thank you so much. I really do love my job. And I'm out there on the road, y'all. So if I'm in town, when you're around, get your tickets to all shows on my website now at ryansickler.com. You know, the way back is something I'm really enjoying doing. If you're not watching, it's definitely something you should watch. We got a great crew here, Kirsten, Sam, all contributing to putting this thing together, bringing old photos and these stories to life. It's all about, you know, just fun, funny stuff from like birth to high school. It's a great, great show called The Way Back. So check that out. And then if you got to have more, you got to have the Patreon, y'all. And that's what today is all about. It's called The Honeydew with Y'all. And it's this show with y'all. And you all have the wildest stories we've ever heard. And you're going to get some of those today. But before I do that, we have an important announcement. You guys have been asking for it. So we're going to do it. We heard you. We listened. You can now get The Way Back on the Patreon. All right. Here's how it's going to work. The Honeydew with Y'all is $5. It's been $5 since day one, and I'm not making it any more money than that. The Honeydew with Y'all stays $5. You're always going to get what you get. But if you want The Way Back, you want it ad-free, you want it a day early, you want it without the censorship, that's going to be $8. So for $8, two tiers. For $8, you get The Honeydew with Y'all and The Way Back. If you're like, eh, I love my Honeydew with Y'all, boom, that's staying $5. All right. So again, Honeydew with Y'all, you get the entire back catalog for $5. All right. There's hundreds of episodes of that. You want The Way Back, you're getting that and The Honeydew with Y'all. You're getting them both a day early. You're getting them both ad free. You're both getting censor free. And that level or tier is $8. If you're new here, you're in for a treat. And if you've been here, you know what we're about to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very excited to have this guest back on The Honeydew. Please welcome Josh Wolf.
Let's go. Back to the you know, this is the podcast I look forward to more than any other podcast that I do.
I appreciate it, dude.
Because you're putting things in front of me that I want. Like, I want to see this stuff.
Yeah. This is up your alley. Oh. Yeah. All right. Well, so, before we get into what we're going to get into, please promote your special. You got a new special out and anything you want, please.
Well, I have a new special out called Four Stories. And man, I'm so excited about this. It's an entire special. It's just four stories. You're a storyteller too, man. Mm. And I tell long stories. And I've fought for so long with people who are like, you shouldn't do the long stories, nobody. But this is just who I am. And I am, I don't know how you feel about your stand-up now, but I feel that all the wheels are on the track, man. I think Ron White is the best storyteller out there for me.
Oh, man.
I love his style.
Diaz is obviously Joey Diaz, Ron White. These are great storytellers.
Great. And they, Ron's draw you in with his slow cadence mm-hmm. and no movement and not getting loud is like amazing. And Joey is Joey. Outside of those two dudes, I'm sure you feel the same way. I don't think I'm the best, but I'm right now, I feel great.
I feel good, yeah.
I feel great. And these stories, dude, are the, they vary widely. I tell a story about having to listen to my roommate have sex with a deaf girl, which is one of my all-time favorites, but almost getting arrested at IKEA with my kids in the women's room. Like, there's a lot of great stories on there. Could not be happier, but so psyched, dude, to be here. I was telling my wife on the, she was like, what are you going to do in this podcast? I go, well, Ryan gets me, man. Ryan knows he's going to show me some crazy weird shit that I cannot wait.
Yeah, we've got some fun stuff for not only Josh, but for y'all as well. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to go through some, and also if you're new to this or if you don't know about us doing this, this is our fourth. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch, if you're still undecided after this episode of whether you want the Patreon, go watch the other best ofs we've done. And I promise you, it's worth a cup of coffee.
Oh, my Lord.
I promise you.
This is the best. I think I say this every time I'm on. The best value of any $5.
Yeah, 100%.
I say it all the time.
That is true.
This is the best value for a $5 you're ever going to have.
It's ruined me personally because I'd say all the time, I'm like the paramedic at the party. And I'm like, this one guy I talked to? Guy had his arm chopped off and a gorilla ate it. You know what I mean? They're like, who are you talking to? I'm like, regular people out there. And that's what it is. So let's put our headphones on because we're going to watch our clips here.
Can I ask you, do you have a favorite out of here?
I have to answer two ways. I have a favorite person out of here just because my heart goes out to him. I shouldn't say he's my favorite, but my heart bleeds for this guy a little bit more. But not that it didn't for this guy, but the other guy's story is wild.
Oh, I can't wait.
So there's I promise you. So we're going to go through some of our favorite clips here. You're going to hear some wild stuff. You're going to hear stuff about serial killer cases, eyes gone missing, feet left in shoes at a crime scene. You're going to hear all kinds of stuff. And I promise you an ending that you will not see come.
Feet left in shoes?
Let's get into it, bro. So before I do, if anyone out there has a story that has to be heard, please submit it to honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. That's the only place to send it. Don't send it to my Instagram or anywhere. honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. If you've sent one before, send it again. Bump it to the top. We get a lot. We would love to do an episode with you. All right. Now, the cool thing about this first clip here is this is a guest we had on before. His name was Christian Pugh. Now, you remember this. Christian went to see Tom Segura in concert in Austin. After leaving that concert, Christian then went out with his friends and doesn't know what happened. Okay? He went missing. There was a literal manhunt for him. And 3 days later, they find this kid alongside the Congress Street Bridge, and he's in a coma. They take him to a hospital for a good 3 more weeks. He doesn't wake up. So almost a month, this kid's out. When he wakes up, they tell him this is what's going on. Tom, Christian went to see you in Austin. And after the show, his parents were also supposed to go with him to see you in Austin, Texas. And after the show, he got drunk and wandered off from his group, was found 3 days later under the Congress Street Bridge. He still doesn't know that. And he woke up a month later. He went to see you in concert and was missing for 3 days, found under the Congress Street Bridge, still blacked out. And 1 month later, this motherfucker woke up and he's about to tell me his story right now, Tom. Now, hold on. What we come to find out. Now, you knew that.
Yeah.
If you've been there, you knew that. Here's what we didn't know. Because of you great fans, there's apparently a documentary called No Swimming in Lady Bird Lake, The Disturbing Truth, The True Crime Documentary. It's on YouTube. It's got millions of views. Okay. And people start hitting us up saying, hey, that clip that we just showed you now is in this documentary. And apparently there's a serial killer in Austin who's killing a lot of people and throwing them in that.
What do you mean a lot of people?
I'm going to give you some numbers. No swimming in Lady Bird. So he's throwing these bodies in there. And what happens is, look, man, I'm not part of the production, but they do it very factual. Like Josh Wolf, this date, blah, 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 missing. Kirsten, this date missing. Ryan Sickler, this date missing. Then it cuts to fucking this kid. It's the art, like, it's dead. And then two hyenas laughing about how this kid's not dead. In the middle of this dead. Who are these two hyenas cackling at this thing? And so we're like, wait, so this documentary uses our clip that we just showed you to put in there. And what ends up happening is that Christian might be the lone survivor of this attack. So
was he attacked?
As of July 11th, 2024, which is just a few months ago, this just now, 13 bodies have been recovered from Lady Bird Lake and the Colorado River in the Austin area in the past 2 years. This includes 11 men and two women. Now, the men thing is interesting to me because there's other people now saying that there is a killer that might be targeting homosexual men. So what we did, so you guys know, is we did a follow-up episode with Christian. We just did a little about 20-25 minute episode where he tells us that there might be potentially one other survivor who we're trying to get in touch with. And make sure you check out the bonus episode on Patreon on Friday. And on Thursday, you now got the option for the second tier with the way back for $8.
And he has new information. Christian has new information about what happened to him.
The whole thing is none of us knew that this. He just told this story.
Yeah.
And then this documentary starts floating around, and that's when we realize, oh my God, hey, you might be. And he's like, yeah. So he found out after too. And like I said, he does mention one other guy who's a possible survivor, and we'd like to talk to him. All right. This is the second one. Now, this is the, you asked me if I have a favorite. This is my favorite story.
Okay.
This guy's name is Bryson Ecker. Bryson Ecker was episode 206. And Bryson Ecker just bought himself a $2,000 tiger stripe Desert Eagle. Bought it legally, and he takes it over to his friend's house to show him. And the friend's neighbor shows up, you know, because the friend's always got a neighbor, and he sees Bryson's new gun. And then he says, hey, check my piece out. And this guy's got a Ruger P90 4DC with hollow point bullets. Okay. And this is what happens.
I look up and then I see him and he looks white as a ghost. He can't speak. I like can't hear anything still. So I look at my friend and I was like mumbling because I didn't know words at that time. So I was like just trying to hear something. I see the smoke rising from his gun and I'm starting to put it all together. Like, holy shit. I think like the gun went off and that must be why I'm so confused and fucked up. I can't hear anything. I must've been shot. Yeah. I'm like feeling for myself. I'm like, I didn't get shot in the head cause I should be dead. Right. And then the glasses flew off. And as I like my hand slides across my face, my fingers just slid into my eye socket like jello.
Did you hear what he said? He said, slid into my eye socket. Listen to what he says.
My eye socket like jello.
No!
Yo, dude. At first, I was like, yo, this only one eye is blinking. And I was like, uh-oh.
Dude brought his gun to show them. Look at this legal gun I got. This guy's like, oh, yeah? Look at this one I got. Look what we got. We got a little jello for you,
bro. Dude. This guy ended up...
Kirsten, can we get spoons or forks, please?
This dude ended up finger-fucking his own...
Panicking, too. Could you imagine? Dude? You're like, what the hell's going on? And you're just touching your face and your fingers just go into your eye hole. Thank you very much, Kirsten. It ain't over yet, bro. That's just the beginning of this.
Can I tell you? So you know I like things a little bit weird, right?
I do.
At my at my show, there was a woman in Baltimore, dude.
Yeah.
And she, we were talking to her at the front row, And yo, she took her eyeball out. But you know what I found out about eyeballs is that they're mostly not eyeballs. They're just like,
you know how we know
strips,
that?
Huh?
Check out the Patreon, y'all. We've had a few people. We've had a few people take their eyes out on this episode.
Crazy.
I mean, on this show.
Yeah. This guy, though, that eye, he was doing this.
Bro, we're not done yet. You think that's wild? Oh, hold on a second. Yeah,
dude, he was fingering him. Okay.
All right. So, also, I just want you to, this is just a little taste of what I do here on this show. Like, we love you. We feel sorry for you. But we're here to highlight lowlights and laugh at you, just like we do with everybody else. Mm-hmm.
The next time I am conscious again, it is, I believe it was Saturday afternoon. So from early afternoon Friday to Saturday afternoon is basically just a black hole. I
like your
like
eye.
Your eye.
Kicking you when you're down, bro. We ain't here to fucking always pump you up. We got empathy, but we also get one in the ribs too. I have no idea who that man is. I've never met him, but I'm going to take my shots. So if you have a story that has to be heard, please submit it to Honeydew Podcast.
This dude's straight jello hole.
At gmail.com.
I would love, if I think ask I'm going to get a fake eye, I'm going to zhuzh it up a little bit. I'm not going to make it look like that.
Well,
you know what
when
I mean?
When a hollow point bullet goes off in your eye and it blows up, it's a little harder to, you know, just... Yeah, you're not keeping the same socket. Shit changes a little bit in there, which you're about to hear.
Oh, no.
And so we assume that when the bullet went in, the hollow point opened up as it hit the glasses, somehow sucked that in. It bounced off the back of my orbital socket down into my neck. And the bullet is there to this day. It's between my C1 and C2 vertebrae. I have to be very careful when I get chiropractic adjustments and that kind of thing.
Dude. Or what? The bullet goes off and shoots the chiropractor?
You got to watch that episode, dude. But here's the wild part. Here's the x-ray. Now, now you see the bullet right here?
Yeah.
But here's the crazy part. Go ahead, Kirsten. See a little arrow right there?
Yeah.
That's the glasses, dude.
No.
Yeah. His glasses got. No! Yeah.
His glasses got blown into.
The force
into
of the bullet sucked his glasses into his eye socket. And they now, because he were looking for the glasses everywhere. Like, where the hell is it? Where the hell is it? And they couldn't find his glasses. And then when they did the x-ray, they're like, oh, there's your glasses. Because they were the wireframe glasses. Look at it. That's the glass. And they live in his skull now and have attached it. And he's got a bullet in there.
Well, I imagine explaining that going through a metal detector. Seriously. Well, I got glasses.
Listen,
in my head.
You ain't gonna believe it. I don't know if it's the glasses or the bullet, but something set me off.
I wonder if he can see better out of the other eye with the glasses behind. Dude. Yo, that is bananas.
Bananas. The force of a hollow point pulled the glasses into the eye socket.
Did you get into why the dude, how he pulled the...
We get into it on the episode.
How he pulled the trigger?
Why that idiot pulled the trigger? Yeah. He talks about it on
the
episode.
Is he still friends with the dude who shot him in the face?
Hell no, dude. I don't think so. I may have asked, too.
You don't come back from
remember,
that, dude.
Remember, he's just a neighbor that came over. Like, oh, that's cool. Look at mine. That's all it was. This dude gets shot in the face. $5 a month, y'all. $5 a month if you want the Honeydew and the Way Back, a day early, ad free, no censorship. It's $8 a month, all right? And, you know, submit your story, please. HoneydewPodcast@gmail.com.
You know what I love about this is this dude walks into any party very confident that whatever story you got, I got you.
Ain't no way. Yeah. Hey, oh, yeah?
Oh, is that right?
You see these glasses?
I got them inside,
too. I got another pair here, mother. You wear a wireframe? Well, the inside of a skull does. I got big plastic ones now.
Oh, my All right. God.
This guy here, this is Billy. Now, Billy's one of we've actually had him back. He's a fan favorite, so he's certainly one of my faves as well. It's hard to pick, like I said.
Is it that dude who always finds dead bodies?
No. That's our boy. Hold on.
You know who I'm talking about.
Mike Frampton, of course. That's our guy, Mike Frampton. Sorry, Mike Frampton. That's our guy, Mike Frampton. He's not on this episode, but you should see the Mike Frampton clips and episodes.
It's worth the $5.
Go watch the best
Just
of.
His.
His alone. His alone, no doubt. Billy now. Billy's been a paramedic for 15 years, and he's seen some wild stuff. And now in this story here, you're about to see, he's heading to a scene that was called in as a traumatic injury. Patient has been cut by a helicopter blade.
And is still alive?
The first time it hit her, it made a very large laceration. It broke her collarbone. The second time it hit her, it hit her just a little off the shoulder, and it basically filleted the arm. I mean, basically the tricep and bicep is just hanging. It didn't break the bone, and the arm was still intact. It then knocked her down onto all fours, and the rotor hit her again across the hip. It hit her three more times across the hip before it finally broke the rotor, you know, completely off.
I know this is going to sound like an asshole question, but you couldn't just move a little bit out of the... You were just standing there?
I mean, it's just...
Can't you take one step backwards?
It's chopping this
lady. Yo, dude, how do you get that close to the helicopter?
So what I didn't know about helicopters either is that when they land and the blade starts to slow, naturally gravity, it'll come down. It's not still up here. It'll start to come down and tall, or you get too close, boom. Off and you're done.
Yo, first of all, he's paramedic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he shows up. She's got the arm filleted and the hip is basically gone.
So now he comes up to her and you're about to hear he's there to do a job. This is what happens.
I reach over and I pull my scissors out to start cutting her clothes off of her, because we have to get them what we call trauma naked. Because we have to be able to see where all the injuries are. And just as I make the first cut, she opens her eyes and turns her head and looks at me. And she goes, "Hey, are you going to take me to the hospital?"
Wait, he just got diced up by a helicopter. And she's
worried about the ambulance bill?
She's awake, any of it. You know what I mean? Any of it. Dude. This lady's alive right now.
Trauma
alive.
Naked sounds like the way a couple comedians have left people.
That ain't no lie right there, bro.
Yo, are you going to take me to the hospital? Yeah. Your arm has been filleted by a fucking helicopter.
Also, if we don't get out of here in 5 minutes, it's the morgue.
Yeah.
Here's more bad news. Probably going to have to fly in a helicopter. We're probably going to have to get that.
We won't use this
another
one.
Another helicopter. We can't use this one.
You fucked up the rotor.
You fucked up the rotor. Now, wait. There's one more. This is this lady. You'll hear.
I mean, the tail rotor was gone.
How is she her eyes even open and communicate? You're telling me this woman got chopped up by the tail and was answering questions correctly.
Answering questions correctly and making jokes.
It's my hero.
Yeah.
It's my, is that not, that's a lady after all.
She's amazing.
Right.
Oh, you didn't ask if she made it?
You got to watch the episode, bro. That's the whole tease we're doing here. All right. This one now, this is Brittany Sullivan from episode 218. Now, here we go. This is a wild one here. Brittany wrote in about a double murder that took place in Arkansas on August 23rd, 1987. It's a popular case that I didn't know about. It's a case commonly referred to as the Boys on the Tracks. Okay. This is documented and very well known. Don Henry and Kevin Ives were the two boys killed, and Kevin Ives is Brittany's mom's cousin.
Okay.
Okay, first cousin, so she's got firsthand of real story stuff. The whole thing about this is, and people started commenting like, hey, Ryan Sickler didn't kill himself. You know what I mean? Like, the Clintons are involved. There's a lot of real shady drug runnings and all kinds of stuff going on. Yeah, so this is what happens.
The Flint County Sheriff, which was Jim Steed at the time,
he
claimed that Flint County had done like an excellent investigation. He was, you know, happy with it. a family member went to the tracks 2 days after they were hit and found Kevin's left foot.
What?
No joke. In his shoes, still in plain sight.
They left his foot in.
Sheriff said, no, we cleaned the scene. I'm confident. And 2 days later, or whatever she said, a family member goes and the kid's left foot is in the shoe in plain sight. I wish I could do my job like that. Nah, I'm good with what we did down there.
I just left
there.
A foot, dude.
A foot.
Yo.
A foot.
You don't think, like, when you took the body, you would not notice? You know, hey, we seem to be down 1 foot. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's 2 boys. You got 4 feet.
And we only got 3.
We only got 3, man. All right, let's spread out. It's in plain sight. Now, here's the thing. These boys are victims. They should have never, this should have never happened to them. So this is what happens next.
Two witnesses saw 2 police officers pull up to the boys and start beating the shit out of them. And that's what I think most of us think is when he got hit with the gun, and that's what killed him. And then they just had to kill the other one as a witness. But they threw the boys in the back of the car, drove them down a dirt road that was a dead end, according to one witness who was waiting to catch his wife cheating on him. That's why he saw all this.
Was the wife cheating on him?
Yeah. So this dude's just minding his own separate business, trying to catch his wife stepping out, and he witnesses the 2 cops dump the dead boys.
What?
But guess what?
Yeah.
We got one more clip for you, because they're...
What if we solve this crime, Ryan?
This one we ain't going near.
No.
The Clintons are involved. Oh, we don't. Everything. We ain't going nowhere near this one, bro. Nah, nah. Let's see this. I should say the Clintons are
allegedly
yeah, according to the stories involved.
And so they start an investigation through grand jury, and it turns up they do eventually change it to homicide.
They do.
But about 9 witnesses die in the process.
That's why we're not.
Well, this ain't going to be 10 and 11. I'm going to tell you that.
There's the answer to your question. 9 of the witnesses have been.
That's some mob shit, dude.
It's 100% a thing. So many people have written in about what it is. And I'm, you know, I'm ignorant to a lot of things, but I guess it was a popular place to maybe do a drug drop off. They would drop a plane down there. They said neighbors would hear planes going on and out through the middle of the night. And they're just doing drug runs or whatever they're dropping off there. And these boys are there, see some shit they shouldn't see. They get got. And then.
How old are these kids, you know?
I don't know, but it's a really popular story you can look up. Again, it's called The Boys on the Tracks. And the boy that she's talking about is Kevin Ives. Kevin Ives was her mom's cousin.
And that single foot, what happened to that?
Listen, man, I'm going to say this. I don't know. Yeah. Because if that's my fucking cousin's foot, I'm going to put it in a bag, or I'm going to throw it in the back of the car and drive it to the police station and be like, how the fuck y'all leave this?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And not only that, could you stuff it and keep just the foot?
No, you ain't getting human body parts.
You can't do that, right?
Well, it's a great question to lead into our next segment,
for
Joshua,
real?
If it really is. So this is Michael Schmidt. Episode 215.
Wait, I want to ask you one more question about these 2 kids. So this has been a cold case since the 80s.
I'm not sure. 87. August 23, 1987 is when they were killed.
And this dude who was trying to catch his wife stepping out and sees this, he's alive or dead?
I don't know. I really don't know if he's alive or not, but he could be one of the 9, yeah, bro. Yeah. 9's a lot.
9's
coming up on serial killer down there. That's 9.
9 is almost a full court basketball game.
It is a baseball
of dead
team.
People.
It's a baseball team of dead people.
Oh, yeah, the Clintons. Allegedly.
Allegedly, they're involved, yes. Can you name every single subscription you have? I know I can name all mine, and I'm not alone. I just learned that over 74% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. With Rocket Money, I don't have to remember every subscription or worry about forgetting any, because I can see them all laid out right in front of me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place, and you can know exactly where your money is going. And for any you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them with a few taps. Rocket Money's dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all of your accounts. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower bills for you, sometimes by up to 20%. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save. Then you can ask them to negotiate for you. They will deal with customer service. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/honeydew. That's rocketmoney.com/honeydew. rocketmoney.com/honeydew. Now, let's get back to the do. Now, Michael Schmidt is episode 215. All right. Now, this poor guy, if being hearing impaired wasn't difficult enough, Michael lost his hand in a work accident. Okay. Now, when we got the email, I thought we were interviewing a man who had lost his hand years ago. But that wouldn't be the honeydew with y'all. So how about hours ago, Joshua?
No fucking
this
way.
This guy, Michael Schmidt, zoomed from the hospital. Okay, now this is the machine. So it's one of these sledgehammer things, a commercial, you know, pile driver.
Don't do that. Someone's going to put a meme of that.
Right in front of your camera, too. How about this?
Boom. Yeah.
Okay, so it's a pile driver, and a piece of this thing flies off and it hits him in the hand. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing away from it, but it malfunctions and a chunk of this massive thing flies off.
No. Is that the color of the rest of his body?
No. The whole hand though. And they're doing everything they can to save the hand. So let's take a look at what happens here.
Realized little by little what was going on, and
he's in the fucking hospital.
I picked my hand up and I held onto my wrist in my hand, and I just looked at it, and it just looked like spaghetti, you know.
Hold your hand up, right? You just lost your hand 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they just cut it off.
Did he lose his tongue too?
He's hearing impaired. That's why I said at the top.
Oh, my bad.
If it isn't bad enough, this poor dude's already dealing with that.
Yeah, dude. Did he do his tongue? When he lost his hand, was he like this?
So 2 weeks ago, the dude loses his hand. He's still in the hospital. He zooms us from the hospital. I couldn't get over it. I was like, dude, you're calling from the hospital. Like, you just lost it. So I start talking to him about it. And I said, you know, do you have that phantom pain? He's like, yeah, I still feel like it's there, all this stuff. And then I, like you, have questions. I got to ask you, what do they do with your fucking hand? Where did it go? Do you get to say goodbye to your body part?
Like, do you wave get to, goodbye with
like,
the other
look
hand?
Look at it for a little bit and be like, that's my motherfucking hand, man.
No, I was out, you know. They put me under anesthesia and they cut it off. So I woke up in my hospital room, the room we're in, and
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
I don't know what happened to it. Maybe I chewed my ass before they took it. Maybe I could have kept it and, you know.
They ain't letting you keep it. But you should have, you should be able to at least high-five it.
High-five
it? Hell yeah, dude. You should be able to high-five your hand on them.
I'll high-five it goodbye?
Also, my pussy ass has this brace on because I had trigger thumb. This guy's got his fucking hand off. And I got a brace. I got the audacity to have trigger thumb when he's missing a hand.
Because they put, you know, I've known people who've cut pieces of their body off and they put that shit on ice and they bring it in. They try to save it, right?
Well, the reason I showed you that black hand picture, which you, if you're on the, look, you're not going to be able to see this on YouTube because of YouTube, but you will see all these photos the Patreon, the glasses, the hand. So they did try. And because it ended up looking like that, they're like, it's done. It's
dead. Yeah. You don't
want
that on
your head. We got to take it.
Yeah. You don't want that one. Plus, you know what? Between that and going James Bond with getting some attachments, I'd go attachments.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Top three attachments. Because, you know, have you interviewed that dude, Paul DeGelder, on this show, dude?
I don't think so. No.
He lost his arm and leg in a shark attack?
Mm-mm.
Oh, this dude.
Help me get him.
He's the best.
I'd love to have him.
He was on, you know, I did that. I did a show on Shark Week for a while. And he came on, right? And Tara Reid was on that episode, too. And he had this black glove because he has his fake hand. And she was fucked up. And after the show, she said to him, she goes, "Why do you always wear a black glove?" And he was like, "I got my hand bit off by a shark." And she goes, "Why'd you do that?
Why'd you do that?"
He was like, I didn't really do it. But yo, he's amazing. But he lost half his hamstring on down, his arm on down, but his attachments are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go super. My top three attachments, I would go hand. I would go I'd go James Bondy a little bit.
When I was a writer producer doing gigs, also, I did one thing that I loved, and it was this whole thing where this guy, he was taking a 3D printer and he was printing limbs for people in third world countries that couldn't afford anything.
Amazing.
But what he started with was changing the minds of kids, because kids are naturally cruel. They see a kid missing an arm, it's like, we're going to make fun of that kid. That kid's weird. He's different. We don't want to go near him. So what he did was he made you a limb, but he would make it like Iron Man or Spider-Man. And what it did was it then made the kids go, "Oh my God, that's cool. Let's go talk to Josh. Let's go," to the point where they were like, "We want one." It's like, no, you actually don't. Yeah. But it made it so that you were now not an outcast. You were fucking cool and someone that people could come over and talk to and maybe be educated about what's going on with this thing.
Yeah, because you know what makes you an outcast? Purple hand.
The black dead purple hand. Yeah. I don't even want to fist bump that. I don't want to wave.
I'm out on that.
Now, here's the thing. As a man, we have a dominant hand and we do things with that dominant hand.
Yeah.
Well, I have questions. Well, I mean, we've talked about I would have to straight up ask you, man.
Simply.
Did you used to wipe your ass with your right or your left hand?
Great question.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out now. It's a little challenging, man.
Dude, right now, if I just went home to practice, I don't think I could wipe my ass clean with my left hand.
No way. Because I couldn't find the hole. With my right hand, I can find the hole in the first shot. Yeah, yeah. Left hand, I'm off to feel
left
it out for.
I'm making a mess back
what
there.
What about
right
jerking
now
off with?
We asked him on that. That's why I said we taught him. It's on there. That's on there. But then I was like, I gotta ask you about white. But listen,
I didn't get it all the first time I did it. I didn't get it all.
You cares and no way.
My girl told me, "Hey, you need to go back in there."
She didn't help. She didn't help. It was like, get that ass back in.
I can't imagine. Like, honestly, jerking off with my left hand feels.
Everything new.
Nah, dude, it would feel like Michael J. Fox was doing it. It would be like all shaky and shit.
You're mad at yourself. Like, come on, man. Get your shit together. You've been on this body in 51 years like everybody else.
I couldn't find my whole first shot with wiping. No way.
Go home and practice today with your left hand. Just see what you do.
I'm going to wear a glove, though.
All of you should try it. $5 a month, everybody. $5 a month for the Honey Do with y'all. If you want the way back, also, it's a second tier. It's $8 a month. You're getting both shows a day early, ad-free, no censors. And if you got a story that has to be heard, please submit it to honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to do an episode with
if you're losing a hand or a foot, mm-hmm, which one are you picking?
Oh, leg.
You going leg over
no
foot?
No doubt. The springs, those guys, the blades. Like, I used to have a joke that the guys in the Olympics that run with blades, it's actually an unfair disadvantage.
Yeah.
It's not an unfair advantage. They don't have legs, but they've got better legs than we have, and it is an unfair disadvantage that they can haul ass on those things. I would take the legs all day long.
I would go
do
arm.
Too much with these.
I'd go left arm because I know when I hear people talk about their legs do get sore on those things. Mm-hmm. And like I said, man, I would go straight Bond villain. I'd have a lot of different... I'd put a fake hand on that would go bap, 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 bap. I would do a knife. I would do a lot of different things, you know? But leg, you know what? You could put somebody's head on there.
You could do a lot of things
You could do a lot of fun on the hand.
Yeah.
You know, what if I
just... You're just thinking about joking. I'm thinking about getting through life.
No, but you could put a dick on there.
I'd put a wheel so I could go down there too and roll on it.
Yeah, you can do so many fun things, but I don't think I'm doing legs.
All right, we have two more for you, Josh Wolf. Two more here. This is Clinton Wall. Now, this was something that, as it happened, we were like, let's mark that and just ask Josh what he would do.
Okay? Dude.
Clinton Wall, episode 209. Clinton Wall works for animal control, and he's seen a ton of things. But this one happened, and we were just like, let's ask Josh what he would do in this situation.
I've had some, like, I have a lot of snakes in houses. There was a lady who was showering, and a 7-foot rat snake came out of her exhaust fan while she was showering.
Bullshit.
No.
Listen, how what? Happens. She's just in the shower, and a 7-foot rat snake came out of the exhaust fan?
So she's telling me that she had she had her speaker on, like LED speaker, and the lights were off.
No lights.
And she didn't know what it was. And she went up to wash her hair or put her cap on so her hair didn't get wet. And then it came down and touched her.
Nah, dude. Nah.
What are you doing?
Well, first of all,
in the dark.
First of all, the next thing you know, you'd been like, I was on the front lawn naked. Do you know what I mean? I would have been one of those things. You know when you're so scared you black out? I'd have jazz handed for sure. That's fear number one, dude.
In the dark, dude.
Every time I sit down to take a shit, I look in the toilet. No matter where, every time I'm like, this could be the time. If a snake came up or down, dude, I am never showering again. I'm never shitting again. Oh, if I touched a snake in the dark, bro.
In the dark, in your home.
No.
Out of nowhere.
I'm lighting a fire.
It's over there.
I'm throwing a match in that place. I'm never going back in. I'm driving away naked. Are you fucking kidding me? I would never recover, dude. I'm too much of a pussy. That's tough. I would never recover. It is tough. I would, because for real, I would never turn out the lights in my house again. Would you?
Never.
Because
I don't ever shower in the dark either.
Why are we doing that?
Right?
Why are we doing
that? Put my music on and shower in the dark. I mean, listen.
I take mushrooms.
Whatever gets you through it, but that's what happens. A 7-foot fucking snake comes out of nowhere the one time you do that shit.
Because it would fuck me up anytime the lights were out. If I was in my bed.
I would think there's a bunch of them up there.
They call them nests.
For
sure there is. And why is it in your...
And he's 7 foot, so he's probably eating mice and shit that are all running up there and everything else. Fuck that.
Do rat snakes, are they... Would they just eat rats?
I don't even know.
Yo, it wouldn't matter.
Don't matter.
No,
snake.
Done. I'm absolutely done.
I say this all the time. Every snake's a king cobra. Anything that touches me in the ocean's jaws.
Yeah.
Every bear's a grizzly.
For sure.
I don't want to hear about your... Oh, it's a gentle brown bear. It's a fucking grizzly, okay? Your playful black bear. It's a grizzly. It's something that could paw my face off with half the effort.
You know what I don't feel bad for? You know those dudes who are like, they called him Grizzly Adams.
Yeah.
But he died tragically.
Oh, I'm always rooting for the bear.
Me
on
too.
Those guys.
When he says he died tragically by bear, I'm like, that is not tragic.
Yeah, it's not at all.
There is not
You're
that.
An idiot.
That's just a matter of time. Yeah. It may not have happened the first two times.
That's right.
But the third time, the bear like, is this dude still out here?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go see what he's all about.
It's like trying to kill 13 people and two get away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like that.
No, there's no way. But that is a huge fear of mine. That... Spiders in my bed at night.
Oh yeah, anything moving. Yo,
can I tell you? So Beth's cousin, when he was 13, woke up in the morning and just felt like he was going crazy. Like there was just scratching in his head, and they just couldn't get out of it. They went to the doctor, and this is Louisiana. You know, one of those roaches
mm-hmm.
climbed in through his ear. Through his ear. So they, dude, he slept with a stocking on his head until he was 19 years old.
Oh, dude.
He slept, he couldn't fall asleep until he put a stocking over his head. Dude, a cockroach, I would never sleep again.
Ever. Or without my ears uncovered. I would
or
have a
nose
helmet.
Or mouth.
I'd wear a fucking fencing mask to bed every month. I'd tie that neck out there. Y'all like, fuck all of it.
I'd tie my, my butthole, my dick
hole.
Man.
Yeah. I would, dude. Fuck that.
If I woke up and there was scratching in my head, dude, because you know I ate a live cockroach on TV before,
I've
right?
seen, yes.
That was at least my choice. But to be asleep, because you know they say spiders and all that shit crawl into your mouth. Nah, dude. If I ever found evidence of that, I'm never, I might sleep standing up like a fucking straight up vampire upside down.
Dude.
If a cockroach crawled into your ear at night, tell me what your next step is.
I mean, I'm going to the hospital and freaking the fuck out. I'm going to be screaming, screaming. There's a fucking cockroach in my head. If everybody said, calm down, I'm going to say, fuck you. There's a cockroach in my head.
And how are you sleeping that night?
I'm not sleeping. What are you talking about? I don't even know how it got in his ear without him waking up. I feel like burrowing in, you'd feel that. It's crazy.
I think so too. But I would have to be medicated so heavily to go to sleep for the rest of my life.
My life, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
All right. This is our last one. Now, this is a bit of a two-parter. And I promise you, this is an ending you're not going to see coming. And you asked me, this guy has got my heart because this is Kane Bradway, episode 201. And Kane was born to two addicts at the time, and his parents were only 14 and 15 when he was born. This is why I got a little spot in my heart for this kid. This kid was born to kids, but he's rescued by his grandfather. Okay. So his grandfather takes him in and he lives with grandpa, who's a great dude. And then grandpa dies. And now grandpa's girlfriend, who owns the house, is making very questionable decisions.
How, by the way, grandpa is probably 30.
You know what I thought?
35?
Probably was. If they're all having him young, he's in his 30s. He might have been.
All right. Because you say grandpa's girlfriend. I'm like, at first I'm thinking 80-year-old woman. I'm probably like, probably not.
Maybe not. Maybe at this point, I don't know. 30s, 40s, sure. Yeah, okay. She owns the house and she's making questionable decisions like letting two guys fresh out of prison live with them. Okay. So Kane is a kid at this point, and the old lady, the girlfriend, I say old lady, but the grandpa's girlfriend yep. goes on vacation, hires this 21-year-old girl to babysit Kane and someone else's newborn baby. Okay. And remember, the prisoners live there.
So the old lady went on a camping trip for like a week and a half, and it was just the daughter, who at the time I think was like 21, and me. And then she was babysitting someone's like not even a year old infant too. And it was just supposed to be us and that prison inmate for a week and a half at the house. And he got mad. And as soon as everyone left, I was just watching like TV in the living room or something. And he randomly just fucking like picks her up by the throat, throws her across the room. And he pulls a knife on her.
Damn.
And long story short, he told me to go to my room. Don't worry about anything. You know, just chill out. And he basically kept me and her hostage for like a week.
Whoa.
How old is he at the time?
He unplugged the phone, all that shit. Because in his mind, he's going to go back to prison because of what he did. But I think he probably believed that he was probably going to fucking kill her.
What did he do with the newborn?
He made her take care of it, but he didn't like mess with it or anything. Really nice to me. I had a good time. He would come in and play video games with me. We'd hang out. We'd order food and shit.
That's the best hostage story ever. That's the best hostage story ever, dude.
I genuinely had a good time.
This
poor son of a bitch. Best babysitter I ever
had. His life has sucked so much that being taken hostage was the best time he's had so far. This poor kid. He
they haven't played video games with them and ordered food. This poor dude's life sucks so bad that his goddamn fucking hostage situation was the best time he's had.
Yo.
Wait, so he's torturing this woman in one room.
He didn't torture. He just grabbed her by the throat and threw her over and then pulled a knife on her and was like, fuck that. And he knew he was going back to prison. So he unplugged all the phones and then just, he didn't hurt anybody, but he held him hostage for a week.
He's playing Mario Kart with this dude.
He said, I do believe he was going to kill her. You just got to watch what happens, how they get him out and all that stuff. But he was probably going to kill that girl. Yeah.
Oh, do we have a follow-up on this?
We don't have a follow-up. It's in that episode. Yeah, you watched the episode.
I am dying to know. Yeah. So I have so many questions. First of all, I wonder how old he was when that happened. Does it say?
It does not. He was little at the time, though.
And at the time, I know he's like looking back on it, but did you ask him at the time, was he scared? He was scared. So
No. I asked him and he was like, no.
I was having a great
time. Because he told me, go back there. I'm not going to fuck with you. And he would come in on and off, play video. Ordered him food. That's why he's like, I genuinely had a good time. Listen, the girl out there was not having the same experience that this kid's having. But here's the other thing I think of too. I'm like, well, wait, that's someone else's newborn. Imagine your brand new baby is over at this place and it's being held hostage. And so I ask him about those people. You know, you got to watch the episode. But
so we got three different groups of people. We got him and his grandpa was gone. Mm-hmm. We got the newborn's parents. Now, did they know there was a hostage situation, the newborn's parents?
They figured it out because he unplugged all the phones and they couldn't get through.
And did they call the cops? They must have called the cops. There must have been some rant.
Like, yeah. It you don't just take someone hostage and just
three
be like,
people
never
did.
Mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forget it.
Yeah. They're okay now.
We were on vacation anyway. It's fine.
No. Yo, dude.
Yeah.
That is so fucked up for this kid, but he probably for the rest of his life was like comparing other babysitters like, to this guy.
This
and he's
sucks.
Like,
can somebody take me hostage for Christ?
I need a prisoner.
It gets so crazy, obviously. That's just one example that Kane decides he's going to leave at 16. He's going to find his biological father, the teenager who had him. And
it was the prisoner.
No,
I was gonna be like, whoa, that would be amazing,
but this isn't gonna be a shocker. His dad kind of sucks, okay? His dad kind of sucks. So he finds his biological father,
yeah.
All right, now Kane has a girl that he's interested in, he has a girlfriend, okay? But he breaks up with the girlfriend and they have, you know, on off again relationship, and then they rekindle. He's starting to have feelings for her again, and they get back together.
We start getting close again. And I guess in a weird way, kind of had some feelings. You know what I mean? She starts seeming more like a person to me and not just that lady at the gas station. And then randomly one day, she goes and sleeps in my parents' bed with them.
What?
So his girlfriend, who's rekindled with him, is coming over, hanging out. One day just walks past him and goes and sleeps with his dad and his stepmom.
So he's with his dad and his stepmom at the time.
In the house. Same house.
Mm-hmm. That's where he's living.
Mm-hmm. 16.
He's rekindled with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He and this girl are getting back together.
Mm-hmm. It was his girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
And they broke up. Now they're getting back together.
And she...
One day walks in.
Walks past his bedroom and gets in bed with dad.
Oh. I'm like, that's fucking weird, right?
You think?
Long story short, they ended up forming a throuple.
No! No!
This fucking guy's
lying. Yeah,
hold on. You can't just like, that long story.
I want the long story.
Your fucking dad took your ex-girlfriend and he and his wife made a throuple with her?
Yeah.
And they're living in the place where you still are?
Yes.
Fucking in the bed next to where you sleep on the couch?
Yep, I can hear it almost every night.
No! I know you didn't see that coming. I know you didn't see that coming. That's the guy I got the soft spot for right there, man.
His dad had a hard spot.
Kane Bradway, my man. I'm sorry, bro.
Okay, what? I got so many questions. First of all, how long did he live at that house listening to his girlfriend fuck his dad?
We talk about that. And here's the other thing. I cut it out because it just got long, but he's a good person. So the dad and stepmom have children, and they're his little brothers and sisters, and they're asking him, what the hell's that? And he's like, I don't want to tell him. I didn't want to say, hey, this is what's going on. He's like, imagine they go to elementary school and tell their teachers yeah. that. That's some wild shit for tea. And I was like, oh, despite everything coming from what you're a good dude. So I took that out just because the clip was long, but he's even struggling with like, what the hell am I supposed to do?
How old was he when that was happening?
I'm not sure. He moved in with them when he was 16.
Was the girl underage?
I don't believe so. I believe at that time he'd probably been there a couple years, and maybe she's 18, 19 or something. She's young.
Here's the dude. First of all, I'm always curious, like, who opens that conversation?
You don't think you could just randomly bring a chick home for Beth and just start fucking? Like, oh, yes, it's no problem.
I'm saying who
did this? Because here's the conversation. It's, okay, you're my son's girlfriend.
But first, you got to have the conversation with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Hey, why don't we start fucking my son's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We got to tell her.
You got to be like, first, you got to be like, listen, I'm going to throw something out there to you. No judgment. I'm just spitballing.
What do you think of my son's girlfriend? And then that girl says yes.
Yeah.
And they don't go to her place or somewhere else. He doesn't even have a bedroom. At that house, he sleeps on a couch, and they fuck in the bedroom next to him. He hears it every night. Can you imagine hearing your girlfriend or wife being plowed by your dad and his stepmom?
No,
too?
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
She was probably like, I just want to sleep on a bed, you know?
That couch.
You're on a couch.
It's hurting my back. Yeah, you're like, well, your dad's blowing it out. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it, guys. That is it.
Okay, I got one more question about this dude. So he had no option to go anywhere else?
No, not at the time. He didn't. That's the thing. It sucks. It's like grandma or step-grandma, right. Whatever you want to call her, has got prisoners living. He's being taken hostage. He puts up with that shit as long as he can. And he thinks, fuck, I don't have anywhere else to go. He reconnects with his biological dad thinking, I'll go there for some safety. And then dad's a piece of shit and does that to him.
Did you ask? Did he confront his dad?
Oh, yeah. They talk about it for sure. It's all in the episodes.
This one, hey, everybody, to the ending for this story, I might have to put my $5 down. Just to find out.
I know you didn't see that coming. No! Neither did I.
No.
Neither did he.
Because the first part is crazy enough.
Enough. Yep.
But to have your dad fuck your girlfriend with his...
Not leave his stepwife...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Your stepmom's fucking your girlfriend, too. Not just your dad. Your stepmom's fucking your girlfriend.
And then you
got to
see him in the kitchen
everywhere,
in the morning.
Everywhere. I imagine it's probably a trailer or a small place.
Yeah, but dude, like, for breakfast tomorrow, do you know what I mean? Is dad just pretending like, hey, you want some waffles?
You hear
like
that shit last night, bro?
I'm putting it down. That is bananas, dude.
Thank you for doing this. No. Listen, $5 a month. I'm going to say it again. It's $5 a month for 100. You get the whole back catalog. You're getting audio and video. It's hundreds of episodes and hours of the craziest stories on Patreon. It's your show. All right. If you want the way back as well, it's $8. It's only $3 more. You're getting the Honeydew. You're getting the way back. You're getting them both a day early, ad free, no censorship, and the entire back catalog of the Honeydew with y'all. And you get the audio and video options for all three. All right. I promise you, it's worth every penny. And if you have a story that has to be heard, don't compare your trauma to whatever. Submit it, please. We love you. We want to talk to you. Email me, honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. All right? Please promote. Thank you again. Dude, I love doing this with you.
This is my absolute favorite.
We're never going to stop.
Because can I just tell you, the stories, what's great about it, is that they're all real. They're all so different.
Yes.
And these are people who are just finally being able to tell their stories.
Yeah.
Super dope. There are a couple today that those stories alone, for me to find out the end, I would put my $5 down.
For sure.
Fuck yeah. For me, comedianjoshwolf.com for tour dates. I'm all over the place. Guys, check out my special Four Stories. If you like storytelling, if you like a good, nice, real comedy club feel special, this is what this is. I left in all the warts. This is the work I'm most proud of as far as my stand-up. So check it out. It's on my YouTube channel. I got a podcast with my son called Hey Man with 3 A's. Hey Man. It's a super cool, you know, like your mom's house. It's a comedy podcast, but it's really a relationship podcast Tom and Christina. Yeah. And to be like, oh, I wish I could talk to my, I feel the same about the podcast with Jacob. Is that it's a comedy podcast, but it's really about our relationship, man.
Yeah.
And so it's a really cool podcast. We get to talk about a lot of silly shit, but also a lot of real shit. And so check that out. And that's it, man. Dude, I said this to you on my podcast, but that woman's audio fucked up. But I'll tell you something, man. As far as Hollywood goes, and just you're not just a good dude, you're a good friend, bro. There aren't a lot of people
check on me a lot.
You're a good friend, man, and I'm super happy for you. I would do this anytime.
Oh, we're gonna be doing it. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Subscribe to that Patreon. Come see me on the road if I'm in town when you're around. Tickets are on my website. Just go there. Don't go anywhere else. All of them are available at ryansickler.com. Thank you for your support. Let's see some new subscribers, y'all. We'll talk to y'all next week.